Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, April 1st, 2024. A man was arrested on charges related to suspected child abuse in 29 Palms. Seth Kyle, 48, was arrested on Wednesday at the Morongo Basin Sheriff Station just before 5 p.m. The Sheriff's Department has not yet provided details on the nature of the alleged abuse or the status of the victim, but Z1077 will update this story when further information is available. Kyle was arrested for suspicion of seriously injuring a child and booked into the Morongo Basin Jail. He has been released on bail and is being arraigned tomorrow in Joshua Tree Court on a felony charge of inflicting corporal injury to a child and a misdemeanor charge of willful cruelty to a child. A person was taken into custody after attempting to access the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center without valid identification. A representative from the Marine Corps confirmed that on 12:45 p.m. Wednesday, an individual entered the base in 29 Palms through the Condor Gate on Condor Road, north of Valley Vista and east of the main gate. Base security asked the person to leave the base, and the person refused. The person was detained by military law enforcement and then transferred to Customs and Border Protection. A social media account associated with CBP Chief Patrol Agent Gregory K. Bovino identified the person in custody as a citizen of China who was in the country illegally. A representative with Customs and Border Protection said that the agency does not comment on specific cases. Tomorrow evening, the 29 Palms Planning Commission will gather to elect members to head the body as chair and vice chair, before hosting three public hearings on blighted properties. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
The 29 Palms Planning Commission will kick off the meeting by electing both the commission chair and vice chair. Then the commission will hold three public hearings dealing with neglected properties. The first hearing concerns 72383 29 Palms Highway. The commission is slated to declare the two dilapidated buildings a public nuisance and a dangerous buildings before ordering the property owner to obtain a demolition permit within 20 days and begin demolition within 45 days. The second hearing concerns an undeveloped property north of Old Dale and west of Wilshire that has become an illegal dumping ground for vehicles, furniture, and trash. The owner is deceased, and the commission aims to declare the property a public nuisance and adopt a resolution to enable code enforcement to remove all the trash and debris and place a lien on the property. The final hearing focuses on 6531 Mission Avenue, which the commission will also likely declare a public nuisance and a dangerous building and order the property owner to obtain a demolition permit within 20 days and begin demolition within 45 days. Alternatively, both owners with doomed buildings can submit plans for reconstruction, obtain a building permit within 20 days, and begin construction within 45 days. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, April 2nd at 5 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Western Joshua Tree Conservation Act was enacted last July with the aim of protecting the culturally and ecologically important tree while supporting the state's renewable energy and housing development priorities. Part of this effort is preparation of a conservation plan for the iconic tree. Public input is being sought as one component of the plan. Reporter Mike Lipsitz tells us how you can weigh in on the issue.
When the California Department of Fish and Wildlife holds its virtual meeting on Thursday, April 4th, from 10 to noon, they'll briefly overview the act, give a status update on its implementation, and discuss ideas for conservation strategies now in development. The act requires collaboration with Native American tribes, government agencies, and the public for development and implementation of the conservation plan, and that's where you come in. Your input and inquiries are welcome before and after this meeting and may be submitted via email to wjt@wildlife.ca.gov. You may also follow a link in this story at z1077fm.com to register for remote attendance. Reporting for Z1077 News, this is Mike Lipsitz.
Award-winning author Brian O'Hare will read from his new book, Surrender, at a Mill Tree event in the high desert this Friday. O'Hare's new book tells the tale of young men in the military and is written in what has been described as a delightful, insightful, The book touches on issues related to courage and sacrifice. O'Hare is an award-winning writer, producer, and U.S. Marine Corps veteran. He served as an officer who graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis. The event will be held on Friday at 6:30 p.m. at the Joshua Tree Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 7264. Complimentary snacks, beverages, and a cash bar will be available. This book reading is being put on by Mill Tree, a nonprofit organization that provides opportunities for military veterans living in the Morongo Basin. The conception and construction of Freedom Plaza was a major undertaking for the city of 29 Palms. The massive structure serves as an anchor for the community in downtown 29 Palms, and the facility is so large some residents may not know about everything it offers. City Recreation Division Manager Carrie Minitri and Special Events Coordinator Scott Klingskills were the guests on last week's Up Close Show with Gary Dineau, and they discussed what's available at Freedom Plaza.
Tell us what is there at the facility. But I don't think people realize the totality of it, all those things that are available there.
So let's start off with the Teaching Kitchen. We have a partnership with Copper Mountain College as well as the Morongo Unified School District. They have culinary classes that they use the kitchen for. We also have the gymnasium that we call the community center. We have open gym in there every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 4, where people can come in and play a pickup game of basketball. They can play volleyball or tennis sometimes, too.
No pickleball in there?
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's
okay.
Coming. That's coming. We also hosted for the first time at that particular facility the Community Health and Resource Fair, and I think that's going to be the new home for that event. So it has a lot of potential to become other things. So we're going to have an event in there next month, and I think it'll give everybody an opportunity to see what that facility's potential is due to the fact that it's not just a gymnasium. You can rent it for weddings, things of that nature as well.
You can listen to their full conversation by downloading the Up Close Show as a podcast at our website, z1077fm.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, the Z1077 News Department was recognized over the weekend by the Radio and Television News Association of Southern California at the 74th Annual Golden Mic Awards. Z1077 received two nominations for our reporting in 2023. The first nomination was for Best News Reporting Radio Division, recognizing Heather Clisby's coverage of the 29 Palms City Council's dismantling of the Tourism Business Improvement District and their subsequent reversal of the decision at a later meeting. Our second nomination was for Best Continuing Coverage Radio Division, for coverage led by Gabriel Hart regarding the Morongo Valley Community Service District's tumultuous year, which saw three directors resign and the threat of the dissolution of the board itself. Though Z1077 didn't win either of the Golden Mic Awards at Saturday's ceremony in Los Angeles, a nomination alone is a significant recognition of excellence. I personally would like to commend both Heather and Gabriel, along with our entire news department, for their exemplary work throughout 2023 and into this new year. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.